trembling. Brothers have been so put down, can't get a job. Whoever you point at, you got something wrong with your life. Something wrong with that. It ain't natural.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Fucking stick my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
That thing ain't got no feeling in it.
Beat your dick with them fucking bouncing balls.
It's destroying us.
Eat that ass, bitch.
No wonder your behind is bleeding.
The guy is in the dirty underwear. Sniff freak.
How are you, Lil Jobs? Lil Jobs.
Yeah.
Your butt ain't made for that.
Jack that fucker off.
Slap some grease on your behind. Everybody in here got something wrong with them, and both of them ugly. It takes a screw and a nut. And another screw.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, November 13th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, pot-smoking porn addicts rock the vote. Plus, sliding under stalls, fondling your balls, and getting egg on your face and suffocating. Scrambled violence, it's real, so stop yoking about it. All of this, plus a classic Sextastic Tuesday, and your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey, freaks, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. I've missed you, freaks. It seems like it's been forever since I've done a show. I'm officially back down in Columbus. I'm kind of unpacked. I just unpacked my computer and hooked that up to do the show. So it's late at night, and we just got the internet working throughout the house. So it's going to be kind of a short show today, but we'll get back into the swing of things. And of course, for my sideshow members, I'll be doing some stuff for you guys. I've got a great video cast. One of my roommates, Topher, has this cat that can do an amazing trick, a very distorted view worthy trick. And as soon as I get the iMac with the camera set up, I'm going to show you guys this trick. It's pretty fantastic. And of course, we'll do a weekend show for you sideshow members, and I'll post some old Tell Me shows up like I've been promising to do. So if you're sideshow members, be on the lookout for that stuff. If you're not a member, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Now we're going to be playing a classic Sextastic Tuesday. If you remember last week, we did the Smurf porn. This week, we're going to be playing the sex story that Cheryl Murkowski was kind enough to read for us. So that's kind of what's happening today. I've got some audio to play at the top of the program. Corey sent this in. He said, you know, we've been playing those Maury clips of girls afraid of pickles and balloons. Anyways, Corey said that we haven't played this one yet. Take a listen.
You're not going to believe this. Louise is petrified of mustard.
Oh my God!
I love it because these women are all afraid of these innocent cotton balloons, and when they see them, it's as if they're being raped.
Oh my God!
No!
Look at it! Look away from me!
Sit down!
Look at it! Look at it!
That's just a picture!
Look at it!
I gotta talk to you about this.
Pouring mustard in her vagina or something.
Are you nuts?
All right, take it off the screen, please. There's nothing on the screen. I gotta talk to you about this.
Maury is an asshole because he's the one that's orchestrating this whole thing. When the big vat of mustard comes out, that's Maury. He knows what's going on. He's the host of the show. And now he tries to act as if he doesn't know anything. Come on, can we get that off the screen? This is serious business. I need to talk to her. Who's goofing around? Come on, you guys. She said she was afraid of mustard. This is... You guys are being immature. A big tap-dancing bottle of mustard comes out. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, my God! All right, take a listen to what's next on Maury here.
Huh? I worked at Burger King.
Burger King? She worked at Burger King.
This one was good. I don't go near it. You want mustard too bad. Go to McDonald's. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. This is her problem. Listen to this.
My name is Louise, and I am deathly afraid of mustard. I've even had nightmares about it.
It's in my subconscious all the time. I am deathly afraid of it. It's always in the back of my mind.
I call bullshit on this, too. I don't believe her for one second, because if I was afraid of mustard, I would not get a job at Burger King.
I'm really scared to face it, because I know I'm going to have to face it on the show.
You should focus on your real problems, like the fact you work at Burger King. Let's try working on that. Yeah, go to a staffing agency or something. All right, let's see what else this woman has to say.
It's just, it makes my skin crawl. This is legitimate. It's not, I don't do this to be funny. It's texture. It's
I'm surprised Maury didn't make her go to, like, the French's mustard factory. Like they did the poor pickle girl.
Disgusting. I hate it. I hate mustard.
Millions and millions of people look at mustard every day.
That's their problem. Because I'm telling you.
And I guess you've never seen any. What are you doing there? Something itching?
No, I'm scared. Because I know.
And what about packs of mustard?
Ow!
Packs of. Look, Louise, just like this. There's nothing.
Oh my God, Maury! You said you have any! Oh my God! Do you see what they have? I'm telling you, I will kick your ass. Get the off! Get off!
This is the music. This is when the big tray, just full, like a mound of mustard, comes out.
Don't!
All right, that's enough.
Don't, come on, that's enough.
That's enough.
Come on.
All right, stop.
Take her.
Stop.
Tell him, take it away. Tell him, take it away.
Gary.
All right, there you go. Some batshit crazy lady who's afraid of mustard. Now it's time to get into Sextastic Tuesday. This is a bit where I simply read you a porno and attempt to either get you off or creep you out. This week, however, we have a little help from our good friend Cheryl Murkowski.
Oh, nay.
Who was nice enough to record a story for us. It was about, what, well over a year ago now. So a lot of you guys probably haven't heard this yet. It's excellent. Again, thank you, Cheryl Murkowski, for recording this. I present to you this week's classique Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Hi kids, it's Cheryl Murkowski, 25-year-old woman, smoker, and owner of 3/4 of a lung. The following is a little story Tim passed along to me, but I must be honest with Jews. I started to get a bit confused while recording this, and may have inadvertently mixed up my own story with the lovely woman who wrote this particular story. Please bear this in mind, Hanaze. My kinkiest sex experience. My name is Wendy. I'm a 30-year-old lesbian, and although I've had a lot of lesbian lovers in my time, I've never really been into kinky sex. However, I've got to tell you about my kinkiest sex experience. God, my pussy gets wet just thinking about it. Looks like a goddamn seafood buffet left overnight. All the ice is melted, and it stinks like rotten fish. I'll start by describing myself. I'm 5'5", 145 pounds, with brown hair, green eyes. I measure 44, 34, 38. I can be described as Rubenesque. My breasts are huge, as you can tell. How the fuck? Anyways, and they're very sensitive. I have above average body hair. I keep my pussy hair well trimmed, although I sometimes let it, as well as the hair under my arms, grow. I love the sight of a woman with lots of hair under her arms. My kinkiest sex experience involves a woman I met at work named Kim. She's nearly the same size as I am, except she has curly blonde hair. We became good friends at work and had gotten together after work a couple of times for drinks. I suspected that she might be a lesbian or at least bi, but I didn't want to approach her about it. If I was going to have sex with her, then it would happen eventually, okay? One Saturday, Kim was coming over to go shopping with me. She said that she would be here at noon, but she was a half hour early. I had just gotten out of the shower and had to throw on a robe to answer the door. Kim was wearing a sweatsuit and had a clothes bag with her. She said that she just finished her workout. She said that she wanted to take a shower before we left for the mall. I showed her to the shower in my bedroom. She walked into the bedroom, started to undress in front of me. I was surprised, but did not try to leave. She smiled and kept smiling and told me about her goddamn workout, and I didn't give a shit. She took her bra off, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Her tits were at least as big as mine, with large pink nipples. The areolas were huge, the size of Canadian bacon. They looked so good, I wanted to suck on them so bad. I felt my pulse quicken, and I gave a barely audible sigh. Kim then took off her pants and her cotton panties. I've never seen a hairier pussy in my life. She had a small trail of hair all the way up to her navel. She turned her back to me as she kicked off her panties, and I could see that she had very light hair all along the crack of her ass. Mokong. But then I happened to notice her underarms. My God, they were covered with hair. I swear I almost came just looking at those underarms. My pussy was dripping by now. When she turned around, she could tell that I was turned on, and she said, "You want to shower with me? I'll let you braid my underarm hair with your tongue." Ooh, I couldn't get out of my clothes fast enough. Got into the shower with her, and we started rubbing each other's breasts with the warm water running down us. It felt so good. I leaned over, kissed her mouth. I was so hot. I was gonna come soon. So I decided to get down on my knees and get a better look at her pussy. I ran my fingers over that slit. Her cunt lips were bright purple, puffy, and spread apart already. I pulled her lips as far as I could and licked the entire length of her pussy. I then sucked her large, erect clit into my mouth and twirled my tongue around and around. It was kinda like a baby dick. It was so big. She was moaning and started to buck on my face. She must have had a real workout earlier, cause I could smell her musky sweat, especially around her pussy. A bit like B.O., but more fishy. I then noticed the crusty female cunt cheese, or smegma, on the outside of her lips. I chiseled it off with my tongue, savoring every crumb of the bitter, salty stench cheese. She was like a cunt cheese factory on overdrive. After a few more tongue lashings, she started to talk dirty to me. "Get the rest of that dirty cheese, you nasty fuck. Oh, suck my pussy, you beautiful cunt. Lick it, oh yeah. Right there, you bitch. You're making me come with your tongue, you slut." She then started to jerk around and started coming on my tongue. Her juices squirted into my mouth, and I drank it all in. We then washed each other up, and I got up to get dressed and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and she stopped with a soft whisper. "Now it's my turn to suck your pussy, baby." She then licked my ear and pushed me onto the bed. She got between my legs and spread them wide. She then started licking my thighs and rubbing my bush with her hands. I was still so hot that I had to have her tongue in me right now. I grabbed the back of her head and pushed her face into my pussy. She pulled back and said, "Wait, baby, let me do it my way." She then spread my pussy lips and put two fingers in me. She said, "Oh, Wendy, your pussy's so big. I think I can get my whole fist inside." At that point, I didn't care what she put in my cunt. I was so damn horny. She worked two, then three, then four fingers in my hole. She said, "Come on, Wendy, loosen your pussy for me." She then tucked her thumb into her fist and slipped her entire fist into my now gaping hole. I've never felt a sensation like it before. My pussy had never had anything that big in it before. I humped my ass into the air to meet her thrust. Kim said, "Wendy, my fist is inside of you, and I am fucking you." I said, "Oh, Kim, fuck me faster, your fist fucking cunt." She said, "Get on your knees, baby. I wanna lick your asshole while I fist fuck you." I get on my hands and knees all the time, keeping her fist in me. Kim spread my ass cheeks with her other hand and ran her tongue over my asshole. I screamed, "Ah, Kim, baby, put your tongue up my ass." She worked her tongue into my ass all the way. When she did this, I came and came. My pussy was contracting on her fist as the walls of my anus contracted on her tongue. She said, "I'm gonna fist fuck your asshole too." I swear, I came again just hearing her say that. She worked two fingers into my ass and I felt my sphincter loosen up. Then three fingers, then four, and then tucked her thumb into her fist. And all at once, she rammed her fist all the way up my ass. I screamed in pain, but the pain soon turned the pleasure. As she worked her fist in and out of my pussy and ass, I soon started coming in waves, again and again, over and over, so many that I lost count. At one point I moaned, "Come on, baby, break on through to the other side." And she did. She literally shook her own hands, creating a hole between my vagina and ass. I was coming my face off so hard that I didn't even feel the pain. She then slowly pulled her fists out of my pussy and asshole. All of this fist action had left my pussy slightly sore and left my asshole gaping open about an inch. She said, "Oh, Wendy, your asshole is stretched out so big." She then licked the rim of my ass very lightly. It felt so good. My pussy was so wide open that she was able to lick way inside me further than I could have imagined. She was actually licking the walls of my cunt. It was heaven. I came so violently that I almost broke her nose and shit about 3 huge logs onto the bed next to her. I was so hot that rather than being embarrassed, I was turned on. And even when a small turd slithered from inside my ass into my vagina through the freshly created hole and then onto the bed, I came again, honey. After picking up a small turd and smearing it all over her areolas, she turned me over and laid on top of me. Her big tits were matched on mine. Her nipples were so big and erect, she rose up and fed a nipple into my mouth. I sucked at cleaning my own shit off and bit down gently. I was really getting into her tits when she said, "Let's eat each other, baby." She then spun around and put her ass right over my face. I reached up and licked her pussy lips. She tasted so sweet. She moaned, "Oh yeah, but eat my ass out." I licked her poop chute, cleaning off all the shit-laden hairs, smashing my nose in her chilly hole, sniffing in her sweet bowel juices. She was returning the favor when she stopped and said, "Wendy, I want to pee in your mouth." I stopped and sat up and said, "No, I don't think so." She said, "Come on, Wendy, you'll love it. It tastes so good and sweet." She then grabbed me by the arms and pushed me down on the bed. I didn't realize how strong she was. She'd pinned me down and I couldn't do anything about it. I was helpless completely, okay? She positioned her pussy over my mouth, grabbed my hair with her hand, and pulled hard. She said, "Come on, you cunt. Suck this pussy." Well, I decided to give in. I didn't have a choice. I licked her cunt like there was no tomorrow. I sucked on her clit until she was bucking and thrusting. As she was ready to come, she said, "Wendy, when I come, I am going to pee in your mouth." Her pussy started to contract and I could taste her cum. Then all of a sudden there was a warm stream of piss shooting into my mouth. I think that she had asparagus for lunch, but nonetheless it was sweet and warm and actually tasted good. She peed for about 30 seconds and I had to keep swallowing to drink it all down. All of a sudden, I tasted something with a strong iron taste. It tasted like blood. I opened my eyes to see her pussy gushing blood into my mouth. And then the strangest and hottest thing happened. She screamed, "Fist fuck me, Wendy. I want you to fist me," and grab the dead fetus inside of my womb, rip it loose, and leave it inside of my cunt lips. "I want you to bite on my lips and tongue me until I'm about to come, and then I want to prolapse into your mouth and cum the dead fetus into your mouth, and I want you to eat that fucking thing, eat the motherfucking fetus." And I said, "Well, what the heck, might as well, I'm down here, honey, and the rest is history, come on." When she was done, she said, "Oh baby, that was so good, I want you to pee in my mouth now." I positioned my pussy over her mouth and she started to eat me. She licked my hole like never before. She would licking my cunt with her tongue, putting her tongue all the way up into my cunt. I couldn't last any longer. I was moaning and screaming her name. As I was ready to come, I said, "Kim, baby, I'm gonna come and pee in your mouth." She said, "Oh yeah, do it now, baby." As it came, I let out a steady stream of hot, sweet piss right in her mouth. She swallowed. I rolled off of her. And then I took a shit on the bed and I smeared it on her fucking face and I said, "You goddamn cunt. You better eat that shit too." And she did. Cause she loved me, I knew it. I gave her a long French kiss, and I could taste and smell my own shit and piss. And it turned me on and I came again. Come on, I did. And then I threw up the fetus next to her and I smashed it on her face and I said, look at you, baby. The end.
There you go, a classic Sextastic Tuesday for November 13th, 2007. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effect of news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the DV archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast, and so much more. This past weekend, before I packed up my computer for the big move, I produced a short three-minute, a short three-minute piece entitled Sex with Tim. For those of you who ever wanted to bone me, now's your chance. Just by listening to that recording, it's like you're there. The only thing missing is my whimpering. I don't know why I didn't include that. Sex with me kind of goes, that's me fucking, and then coming, and then... don't touch me. Ladies, I'm still single. All right, first story we have for you today. You know, I've been looking for a party that will take me for my presidential run. The Republicans don't want me, Democrats don't want me. As for the Whigs, the last remaining living member has died, and so just my luck, right? That party has crumbled. I can't get an endorsement from a party that doesn't exist. Well, I think I may have found one. They're called the Neo Rhinos. The story comes from Canada. The Rhinos are back, and they're hoping to lure voters with the tantalizing promise of weekly orgasms and all the marijuana you can smoke. I have found my base. Pot smokers and porno addicts. The Neo Rhino Party promises to declare Spanish as Canada's official language and, okay, and pass legislation forcing Prime Minister Stephen Harper to go on a diet. They're proud of smoking pot. They draw their political inspiration from cigar-chomping comics and rock legends, and they want to get elected so they can stick it to, quote, the man. The new party, officially called NeoRhino.ca, is one of at least two groups claiming to be a reincarnation of the defunct Rhinoceros Party, which specializes in political satire. Like the old rhinos, the party has no clear political ideology except for two deep beliefs. Please, God, let it be mandatory euthanasia. First one, something seriously wrong with the state of modern politics, and Canadian public discourse could use a lot more fun. This is bullshit. I thought this was a real party. This is like National Lampoon's version. We need to come up with a political party. How do we start one? And what should we name it? Suggestions? Go on the message board, distortedview.com. My suggestion? The Dickhole Party. Or Jigooism. That could be our religion, Jigooism. I'm a Jigooist. I really need to get working on my cult. I'm actually kind of glad this party isn't real. You know what I mean? Because if I aligned with the Neo Rhinos, I can't think of a group that's less likely to actually get off the couch and vote than fucking pot smokers who are addicted to porn. Not only do they have the Cheetos from keeping them from moving, they've also got hardcore porn. Oh, by the way, when I was driving down to Columbus, I was in a moving van and Joey was with me, and we saw this guy who was riding around in another minivan, but he had one of those DVD players in the back seat for the kids, but there were no kids, but it was playing hardcore porn. I don't know what the name of the porno was, but it should have been called Black Bitches Riding White Cocks, because that was pretty much what was happening, and it would be a very descriptive title and it would sell copies. Naked ghetto black chicks with weaves and press-on nails, riding skinny white guys' cocks. Volume 4, Big Trouble in Little Compton. The Neo Rhinos admit some respect for the established political parties, including the NDP and the Greens. They say it's hard to like liberals and dismiss conservatives as proponents of the politics of fear. Alright, this story was lame. No one got raped or hurt. That's how I gauge good stories and bad stories. Let's hope the second one is better. A teenager who was allergic to dairy products suffered. Ooh, I like that word. Suffered. Savor it. Yes, a teenager who was allergic to dairy products suffered a potentially fatal reaction after being pelted with eggs in the streets. Sandy, Maine, 16, struggled to breathe after the eggs, which were thrown from a passing car, caused his body to go into shock. He was taken to the hospital by ambulance, where doctors gave him oxygen and steroids to treat the reaction. Sandy from Bathgate said he feared he was going to die, which would have answered the age-old question, what killed Sandy first, the chicken or the egg? Sadly, neither. Oh no, poor Sandy. The teenager felt something hit him on the waist as the car drove past, but only realized it was an egg when he put his hand down to his belt and felt the yolk trickling onto his skin. Quote, I've been allergic to eggs my whole life. I've never... Cue the violin music. I've been allergic to eggs my whole life. I've never even been able to eat my birthday cake or anything like that because my allergy is so bad, blah, blah, blah. I hear roughly the same things from Ethiopians. That poor Ethiopian kid who's allergic to dirt. Poor kid is stuck eating twigs. That's no way to live. Finishing up with the story here, quote, I managed to walk a few yards before I collapsed on the corner of the street. Luckily, Paul was with me and dialed 999 before phoning my mum, who came around in the car and took me to the hospital. I was in a really bad way, and my mum said my face had turned purple by the time I arrived at the hospital. Oompa loompa doopa dee dee. Violet, you're turning violet. Final story we have for you today comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I want to go on Maury. I'm afraid of meowness. Every time I see it, I can't catch my breath. I go, Jagoo! All right, yes, final story comes from Florida. A registered sex offender was arrested on Friday. The real reason I wasn't around this weekend. Being booked. Yes, he was arrested on Friday morning, accused by police of climbing under a park restroom stall and then promptly molesting a 15-year-old boy while masturbating. You know, I'm going to tell you the reason why this story took place in Florida. Not because the guy slid under the stall and molested a boy. The fact that he was masturbating while molesting doesn't make sense to me. If you are a child molester, right, and you have a 15-year-old boy in front of you, why would you masturbate? Just stick your dick in. It's kind of what you're all about, right? Come on, live up to society's expectations of you, for Christ's sakes. You're gonna go to jail anyways. So I guess he was just like, what, fondling the boy's nuts while jerking off? And nothing's hotter than doing it in a public restroom. Especially like a rest stop public restroom. The smells alone would keep my dick shriveled. I'd have an innie. By the way, when I was coming home from Ashtabula down to Columbus, I stopped at a Walmart, right? And I went into the restroom to take a piss. I don't know what the hell's going on. Public restrooms are freaky to begin with. I saw a guy who got out of the bathroom stall, like the toilet, had a can of chili. He was holding a can of chili. And then he was washing his hands and the can of chili. Like he had the chili under the faucet. And then he was trying to open the can of chili. What the hell was he doing? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? All right, so this guy was, slid under the stall, started fondling this kid's
dick and nuts!
Then apparently the little fucker snitched, I guess. James Walker, 38, was charged with lewd and lascivious molestation of a child under 16.
Run!
Plus exposure of sexual organs.
Run!
False imprisonment.
Run!
Simple battery.
Run!
And resisting arrest with violence. Thank you very much, Alexis Tyler. That's her impression of a car. Everyone, didn't Alexis do good? According to Holly Hill Police, the 15-year-old was in a restroom at Hollyland Park in the 1000 block of Ridgewood Avenue at about 7:50 a.m. when Walker entered the stall and struggled with the boy. After molesting him, Walker fled the area on foot. The victim alerted a groundskeeper and police were notified. Walker was located by police about a half mile from the park. When approached by police, Walker attempted to flee and was apprehended a short distance away following a foot pursuit. Walker naturally has already been in trouble with the law for lewd conduct on a child under the age of 16. Walker was being held under no bond at a county branch jail. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's see what my freaky dickies are up to.
Hey, Tim and Shane. I just had to tell you this. I was just leaving work, and since this is fresh on my mind, I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
I work in a government facility, and there's revolving doors for security and stuff. And it's a data keying center, so, you know, it's a fucking sit-down job, sit down for 8 hours in front of a terminal.
Okay.
And there are a shit ton of fucking fat people that work here. And, you know, it's fine, fat people, whatever, you can be fat, but it's just, oh, the smells, and, you know, they're just fucking disgusting.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever told you guys this, but I used to work at an office building, and there is this big fat guy. His name was Jason, right? And every once in a while, I'd hear, like, this sound that was like, I don't know if I can do this on the mic or not, but it would be like this. Do you hear that? That little clipping sound, and I was like, what the hell is that? So one time I was walking around to a printer, he had his fucking socks off, and he was clipping his toenails. And then another day he was showing us how one of his feet has like gangrene or something, or some fungus he refuses to get checked out. And yeah, just like this caller was mentioning, like this Jason guy smelled really bad and he was really fat. So our theory is, you know, fat people don't shower as often because it takes so much work. You know what I mean? Like to actually lift your body into the tub, and then you have to lift all your fat folds and wash all those out. And I think sometimes fat people forget about the folds. And maybe there's some cheese or something festering in there. It's disgusting. Fat people are the worst.
I just contradicted myself. So it's not okay. But anyway, I was leaving work, and this girl, she's trying to get out the doors, and she has her little RF or HID card or whatever that shit's called. And
she in her rascal scooter.
She's going through the revolving doors.
Jazzy.
And like, she literally barely fits, and she's like trying to waddle through the door without just, I don't know, being crushed by the machine.
I think that would be a fun podcast to do, like a video cast, where I just take my camera around and just videotape fat people doing funny things, trying to go up escalators or whatever.
And she gets through, and I feel disgusted by going after her. I mean, and then she waddles all the way to her car, barely fitting through the cars in the parking lot. And
I know, I know, I feel your pain. But they're funny sometimes, right? Next up.
Hey, Tim, this is my second time trying this out.
I know, the telephone. It's a hard technology to figure out. It's only 100 years old.
This is Adam calling from Ypsilanti, Michigan again, and I was wanting to tell you about a distorted view moment I had.
Okay.
At a party with a bunch of old high school friends that I hadn't seen for a while since I got out of the military, and two of my friends that I graduated high school with back in 99 recently were married and had a child.
Okay.
Well, so we were just kind of sitting around drinking some beers, and I was fucking trashed, way ahead of everyone else, because I have no control. And
you're a careless fairy.
The girl that just had a baby was saying, hey, you know what? I've got the best baby in the world. She rarely cries. And I said, y'all, correction. You don't have the best baby in the world. The best baby in the world are dead babies, because they never cry. And everyone just kind of looked at me, and I,
like the sound of crickets.
It was rather disturbing. I thought it was funny.
I think it's funny.
Hey, Tim.
Not so much what you said, but just the idea that you would say it in front of a like new parent. No, the best babies are the dead ones.
Hey, Tim. It's Jonathan from Bryan, Ohio.
So Jonathan.
I'm on my break at Walmart here, and something's kind of pissed me off today. I thought I'd share it with you. Kids, around this season, it's the same every goddamn year. You'll see kids walking down the halls of any retail store in America just going, just all over
the
merchandise. And
never heard a child make that sound.
People. And they're the reason that everybody gets sick around this time of year.
Oh my god, I got sick over this weekend, by the way. Surprise, surprise, you know, me with my two T-cells left. Tim Henson, the AIDS patient. But I'm actually feeling much better now. It will only last like a day or so. But anyways, I agree with you totally. Like, this is the worst time of year. I feel really bad for the Walmart employees who have to work the toy department. Holy mother of fuck. Worst
hey,
job
Tim,
ever.
This is Sadie, and I called last week, and you humiliated me. But
what?
I didn't bail out on the call. Your voicemail was fucked up, or I was high. I don't know. It really happened. Anyway.
Well, okay. Either of those things is a possibility.
What I wanted
like
to tell you was that you were recently talking a lot about Nazi torture and, you know, how creative they got to be. And I was thinking...
Did I talk about that? Did I say that? I'm a horrible person. I don't even remember the things I discuss on the show, but when people mention them, I just think, wow, that's horrible. Why would you listen to this? It's filthy and disgusting and wrong.
Nazism and how they were looking to prove the inferiority of other races so that they could feel good about liquidating and
right.
exterminating them and whatnot. And I have found biological proof of old people's inferiority in one of my classes that would definitely justify getting rid of them.
I could show you examples, too. Just, you know, watch them at the mall trying to fumble around. They have trouble, like, working doors, you know, like the least technological thing ever. I've seen a guy that couldn't figure out the automatic door system, where basically you just walk up to the door and it opens. You really don't have to do anything, and this old man somehow fucked that up.
The thing is, our neurons have a myelin sheath, which is like a lipid coating that helps communicate and expedite messages within the brain for moving and speaking and thinking.
Smart.
And when you, as you grow old, your myelin deteriorates, so that's why they move so slow and talk so slow.
Yeah.
They think slow. They're actually lesser human beings. It's biologically.
That's right. It's all because of the myelithian crystals and their brains deteriorating. That's what powered the Starship Enterprise.
Hey, Tim. This is Jerry from Missouri. Just calling to wish you a successful move to Columbus. I know how much moving stuff.
It does.
So good luck.
Thank you very much. Jigoo! It was actually a very good move. It didn't take too long. The worst part about it is I am not comfortable driving moving vans, and so I got the very smallest one possible. And of course, when I got there, they're like, we're gonna give you a couple sizes up because we don't have any of the small ones. So I almost killed a few people. And scraped a few cars along the way, but I did okay.
Timmy, bizarre sex term for you.
Okay.
It involves sitting in front of the computer and looking for the most twisted shit you can find on the internet while using your tweezers in your left hand to pluck the hair from your overly hairy nipples. It's called the Tim Henson.
I have hairy nipples,
there
I guess.
You go.
I was talking to the guy. He's on my MySpace. I don't know his real name, but he calls himself Careless Fairy on MySpace. And he was telling me about poop worms. And poop worms, I guess, is kind of like a bizarre sex term. It's when you're fucking someone up the ass who is not that clean. And when you pull your dick out, you've got like a little bit of shit in your dick hole. And you have to like squeeze your penis. And then the shit comes out and it looks like a poop worm. I don't know if that's ever happened to you guys. Thank God it's never happened to me.
Hey, Tim. It's Hillary. I'm from Waukegan.
Waukegan.
This is a funny story. It's almost 4 o'clock in the morning right now. My boyfriend and I just got finished having some awesome sex.
Nice.
And realized the condom broke. So he went out to go get the morning after pill, and I went into the bathroom, you know, washed up and all that. And all I could think of was distorted view and just scooping it out, and just porn clothes were running through my mind. And, you know, I just thought that you'd appreciate that.
You should have taped it for me.
Have a good day. Bye.
Nice. Scooping out the cum from your cunt. I just love the idea that anyone who would do that would automatically think of me. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God. Stay smoky. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you guys back here tomorrow for the big Wednesday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Take your body to a show where